How's the signal down in Lethbridge?
Well, I just turned it on in the vehicle. I was actually listening to 88.1 from Calgary all the way to probably 5 kilometers down the road here. And then it kind of started giving out. So when I got here, I just turned on 103.5 and it's loud and clear. Now I'm just going to go for a drive toward Gainai and Pagani and see how far the signal goes, how clean it is, and then come back Fort McLeod north to Calgary, and I'll see how far the signal goes Lethbridge to Calgary. So it's on a 700-foot Rogers Tower. I mean, this thing is huge. I was trying to look up at the tower and I almost fell over backwards because I kept leaning and leaning and leaning, and finally I had to hold on to the fence to look at the top. It's a huge tower. And the one in Calgary is a huge tower, too. You know, as I was driving here, I'm from Siksika, so it's always been a dream or something to have a voice for all of the Treaty 7 or Blackfoot Confederacy territory, which is most of all of southern Alberta. So as I was driving here, just near Carmengay, we looked over in the field, and there was this big bald eagle and a carcass of some sort. And so, man, I said, man, that's a good sign. And then as I went down by Carmengay, I remember all of those teepee rings on the Valley of the Little Bow, and where people used to camp as they traveled back and forth in this territory. And I remember back 30 years ago, we were up the Little Bow, and there was a buffalo jump, and we had a sweat there. And I went up on a hill, and I looked down, and you know, hundreds of teepee rings all around above the valley right beside that buffalo jump. So just kind of reminiscing, thinking about our people hundreds of years ago and how today, you know, we're completing the second last step of covering all of Treaty 7 territory. Made me feel really good, made me feel really proud. You know, we've got Owen and John who are engineers, and I thank them because without them, this wouldn't have been possible. Owen Martin is an amazing man, and he's helped a lot of our dreams come true, and he's more like family than an engineer, so we really appreciate everything he does for us.
Question a lot of people were probably going to ask is, we've had 88.9 down there for a while, and now we have the new signal, 103.5. How long has this been in the making?
You know, we've come a long way since 1985. In 1985, we had 1 hour on CBC TV in the north from 8 till 9 o'clock in the morning. That was it. That's how we started. And so there was a distribution program out of Secretary of State where we were eligible to put in 10 small 10-watt transmitters in Alberta. So we put them along the northeast border with Saskatchewan because there was a hole in CBC's coverage. And the next year of that program, we put in another 12. And then the year after, another 12. The final year, we put in, I think it was 14, for a total of 48 small 10-watt transmitters covering the north. We moved our studios to Lac La Biche, and that's where we broadcast out of. And so our first major 100,000-watt transmitter was at Moose Hills. I've always had this thing of reaching 1 million watts. That was kind of one of the goals I had because I kept saying, when we do that, I'm going to get a T-shirt that says 1 million watts of indigenous power. And you know what? In 3 weeks, I get to order that T-shirt because we're firing up Medicine Hat the last part of February. Last week of February is when we're going to start testing that one. And this is all through Radio Bingo. I mean, we hear a lot of people saying, you know, where do the funds from Bingo go to? Well, the funds from Bingo go to expanding our distribution reach for all 5 of our stations. We have CJWE in the south, CFWE in the north, and CIWE in Edmonton, and it's also in Calgary on 88.1 HD3. Then we have 2 online stations, Cousin Radio and Red Beats Radio. And these are 200% indigenous content online station. Red Beats is hip-hop and R&B, and Cousin is everything but those two.
Now, if somebody was fortunate enough to tune in for the first time on CJWE to the Windspeaker Radio Network, what would you tell them about the station?
It's a good mix of old country and new country. So many people don't like the new country. A lot of people really like the traditional country. And we give them that nice blend, including a lot of indigenous artists. Plus, there's the language component. You know, I've had people say that they love it because they've learned a few words about their neighbors. You want to talk about reconciliation? Well, this is one way through language is to learn to say hello and thank you in the indigenous language.
with this new signal in the Lethbridge area getting stronger, you touched on this earlier, especially how it's going to help bring a lot of the Blackfoot nations together, and that's been one of your big dreams. But what is one other hope that you have this signal brings to the Lethbridge area?
I'm also hoping that we're close enough to the Blackfoot people in Browning, Montana, that we'll be able to cover them as well from Lethbridge, because it's a straight shot across prairie to where Browning's at. And that would be another dream, is to get all four nations of the Blackfoot Confederacy into their communications thing. So the other thing is always reconciliation, sharing knowledge with people. Besides that, Jeremy and the on-air people do such an amazing job of programming, yourself included, that people love listening to you. They love the music. They love the information. And like I said, I'm really proud of you guys, and you're able to continue now to share your talents in new areas like Lethbridge and Medicine Hat.
Bert, thank you again. Gaita Matson.